Oh. Right.
Oh, we're on.
Oh. Are we here? And we actually meant to be on this week instead of just letting me play audio through the whole starting bit.
Hi, buddy. Hello, buddies. Hi, friends.
Hi.
How are you going? Hello to you in chat. Look at Gamma. Gamma's here. Gamma's always here. It's great to see Gamma. Chatter golf.
Thank you for the sub, Gamma. Much appreciated.
He did Gamma sub.
He did.
How many weeks is that for Gamma? Months
weeks.
Is that?
45, and 45. That's a lot of weeks. And I can't
45
do that
weeks or months?
Months.
Months? 45 months? One of the original legends. What a bloody ripper. So can you hear us? Can everybody hear us? Just make sure that, hello.
Yes, hello.
There's Gamey Game Face is back.
Oh,
yo, what's up, Gamey Game Face Goers?
How you doing?
Charlie Golf. Hey, Gamey.
All the legends.
Yep, all the so it. Many legends. Just going to
log
into...
when you said buddies before, I've been watching a lot of Vox Machina. And
what's Vox Machina? So,
oh, have you not heard of Vox Machina?
I have not.
It's a D&D-based show, but cartoon on Amazon Prime. Mm. But it's done by Critical Role.
Okay.
Yeah, so you heard of Critical Role. It's got like Ashley Johnson, Matt Mercer, Laura Bailey.
I have heard of Critical Role.
But it's very
funny.
But
I have not
funny.
Heard of Vox Machina.
Yeah, but very funny. Cartoon as well, but it's
very brutal, like sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, it's
very
is.
Graphic.
But there's one character in there that calls the friends buddies.
Yeah,
and that's just what all I could think of just then.
It's a good show.
Vox Machina sounds like a make of car.
Mm.
I could see that. I could see an ad for that.
Vox Machina.
It was just a Vox, just like a Vox Machina. Mm. Like just driving, just one of those long shots of a car cruising through the countryside, and then at the bottom, Vox Machina. Anyway, shut up, Pete. What's going on, guys? Have you had a nice week?
I have.
Pretty good.
Busy. Yeah. Yeah, been playing some games.
Yes,
I have actually. I picked up Sons of the Forest. I've been playing that. I played it on Monday night with. There was a few Perth streamers got together. I didn't stream it. I just played it. But it was good fun. I can see it being boring solo, and that was a bit of my fear of it. But playing with a group, very good fun.
Is Sons of the Forest the one I keep on seeing heaps of videos about with Kelvin?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
And he's your...
Goddamn Kelvin.
Like AI. he's become quite the meme.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
I really want to play Sons of the Forest. I've seen so many people play it at the moment. But it sold... Didn't it sell like... 2 million copies in the space
early
of,
access.
Yeah.
It's in early access and it's sold a ridiculous number of copies.
Crazy.
Everything's in early access. Yeah. Right. Like, and even when it's released, everything is still in early access. Nintendo's like the only company that releases like IP that they go, no, it's a full game. No, this is like a launch ready game. We're launching it on the day it's launched.
But this is it. We're not doing it again. This, if you don't get it now, it's never going to come back like Mario 3D All-Stars that was only available for like 6 months and now they've stopped producing it.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why it's so bloody expensive on the open market?
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Jeez.
Because if you didn't get it when it first came out, there are no more.
It's my N64, yeah?
No, this is on the Switch.
3D All-Stars
on the Switch.
It's
a trilogy.
Because there was Super Mario All-Stars on the Super
trilogy,
Nintendo.
Well, not trilogy, but
you'd
have packed
three.
Yeah. But yeah, the 3D All-Stars had Mario 64, Sunshine and Galaxy.
Yeah.
Was there another one?
No, that was it.
No, that was it. It was those three. Yeah. And by the way, Mario Sunshine, underrated.
Oh, like, you're not the only one I've heard
game.
Say that
oh,
as well. I've never played it.
Oh, good. GameCube.
Yeah.
It was the first Mario title for the GameCube. And... I think it's sensational. I think it's a great game.
I had a great time with it as well. I think it does get a lot of flack for being not so good. But when you're pairing it up against Super Mario 64 and Galaxy and all those big games, it's huge.
You know why I think it gets flack? I think it gets flack because of old mate sitting on Mario's back. Like, because they changed the mechanic. Like, the mechanic was built around... You've seen plenty of the, like, videos and stuff of that.
Of Sunshine?
Sunshine, yeah. It was built around... Can you bring up a bit of Sunshine on the telly there?
Who's on Mario's back?
So, Mario has got... I can't remember the name of the
Blood.
Thank you. F-L-U-D-D.
Okay.
Right? And the whole premise is that they're holidaying and there's they get overrun and overtaken in this holiday spot, and then it just gets covered in goop.
Okay.
Like everywhere, right? And then that builds the mechanic of using flood. And what flood is that it's going to pop up on the screen in just a moment. Flood is this backpack that sits on the back of Mario, kind of like Kazooie on Banjo-Kazooie, right? Hey, you don't know Banjo-Kazooie?
I do know Banjo-Kazooie, but I haven't played it.
Okay.
So I know, sorry, I'm showing my age here.
No, that's fine. That's fine. This is a show for everybody.
Wait, hold on. Does Mario have flood in Smash Brothers?
Yeah, I think he does.
I think he
does. Downwards move?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, we were talking about Smash Brothers off the air and but how we're going to have, like, we're going to play Smash Brothers and going to, like, smash you all.
No, I'm really scared. Like, you sound very, like, scary as Link.
Yeah, I get really competitive too.
He very much is.
Yeah.
That's what flood is.
I reckon this is the reason why. I think people got a little bit, the community got a little bit bent out of joint about the fact that it wasn't your standard Mario game in terms of how you played through as Mario.
But it also took away from the platforming. And for a game that's known for its platforming, there wasn't the fluid movement that, you know, Mario 64 for its leap to 3D was great for its controls. You go play it back and play it now and it's not so good, but it was really good in its movement, in the long jumps, the triple jumps, and all that sort of wall kicks. And Galaxy is really good in that regard as well. But Sunshine, because a lot of you could flutter with the flood, it just kind of took away from that movement, I think, and that's why people don't like it. But I enjoyed it. Yeah. I had fun with it.
Yep. You do you, boo. Yeah. That's what we say at Game on Australia. It's okay to just play, brother. What are we covering off tonight, you guys? What's happening?
So we're going to talk a little bit about the Pokemon Direct, and we're going to also visit the Game Expo. I kept on wanting to call it the Game Awards, and I got in trouble for that when we were recording Nuts and Bolts this morning. But the Game Expo, which is happening in a week and a half in Melbourne, and we're going to talk about...
Wait, it's only a week and a half away?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the 1st of March now.
And I think we're covering it because nobody knows what's happening with the damn thing. Like, it's one of those things where, like, the people who are organising it, and we know a few of them in the industry, shout out to you, good people, surely it's going to go well, but every time you see a bit of, like, updated information about this event, it's just, it's coming, it's a secret. And it's like, I tell you what, like, it better be a big payoff. I'll keep my powder dry on this, because I got plenty to say about this, as we all do. But I do want to cover something off, right? We're launching something tonight, okay? It's a brand new thing for Game on Australia. It's with the new studio. It's going to be a little bit of fun, and it's a way for people who are in the Game on Australia community and who watch the shows, listen to the podcast, can be a little bit closer to what it is that we actually do and actually get some cool shit in return as well. All right, so for quite some time, we've just sort of done our own thing. We've gone about our business. We've gone, we're Game on Australia, we do some shows, we do some podcasts, we've got GameOnAus.com, we do reviews, got the content creator team, so on and so forth, right? It's time to really pump up the opportunity to bring people in and go, no, like, you can actually be a part of something quite special, quite cool.
Hell yeah.
And that launches with the studio. So, Straight, bring up the Patreon, my friend.
I've literally put down the keyboard.
Sorry.
slowly put down the keyboard, struggling, and you're like, bring it back. And
sorry,
you're like,
mate. Oh. I should have warned you. There it is. There we go. Ah! Look at that. We have a Patreon.
Woo.
This is so exciting. So right now with our Twitch channel, right? To be honest with you, the subscription, we really appreciate you subscribing, and please by all means keep subscribing if you'd like to do it that way. That's great, right? But the subscription on Twitch doesn't really give you much. It's just a few sort of emotes and yada, yada. That's great. Fun. Here you go. Here's a little digital picture you can put up. Whatever. Right, we're launching a Patreon, and this is what the Patreon's going to do. We've got three different tiers of how you can become a little bit more involved in Game on Australia. We'll start with easy mode, so AU, $8.50 per month. And basically, this is the beginner tier, all right? This is the bronze tier, it's the beginner tier. And if you are a Patreon, $8.50 per month, we'll give you a cheeky little shout out. And also, you're going to go into a brand new thing that's going to happen every month for us, which is a monthly prize draw. And it's going to be some cool stuff, okay? I'm going to reveal in just a moment what this month, sir, monthly prize draw is going to be.
Well, I'm excited. I want to see what
it'll be very exciting. You'll be very excited. All right. The next tier is $12 per month. This is a one-off thank you shout out in your first month. But then this is where it gets really exciting. So this is, see this wall behind us? We want to create a studio audience backdrop. All right. And you get to actually choose what picture is going to represent you in the studio audience. So you can take a selfie, you can be like this, or you can be, whatever you want to do, throw throw a face up, whatever. And we're going to put it up there if you are in the $12 per month. Plus, you also go into the monthly draw. $15 per month is the gold tier. This is the expert mode. This is the hardest one to get into. We're going to cap this one, right? It's your one-off thank you for your shout-out every single month. It's you going up as an audience member. It's going into the monthly draw. But that $15 a month also contributes to a very special thing that we're launching this year, which is the one-off exclusive annual merch drop. All right? Game on Australia annual merch drop. We've got some great creators and designers who are good friends of Game on Australia. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have an annual merch drop. It's going to be a T-shirt this year. It's going to have an amazing design done by a very good friend of ours, June Hagger. And you'll get that for your $15 a month. That'll be sent straight to you. You just tell us what size you are, and then you just get to a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's going to be fantastic, guys. So there you go.
So cool. So this monthly prize draw, do we have something for this month?
We do have something for this month. Something very exciting for this month. Can you give us the expanded screen, please, Straight Jacket Jim? So for this month, right, the monthly prize draw winner. This is a good prize as well. This is not like a cheap ass prize.
Only the best.
Should I crawl underneath and reveal it?
If you'd like to, you can if you want. You're going to crawl. Okay, you might have to go around the couch.
Go around.
You might have to go down and around the couch. Okay, all right, down around the couch. Don't reveal it. I'll tell you if you're coming into the shot. All right, now down the couch. Crawl down the couch. There we go. Okay, come around. There we go. There's a scene in the background. No, can't see you. That's great. You come through. Yep. Okay. Now, before you come up, hang on. Before you come up, okay. Now, because look at this. I got two microphones. Because Nintendo dropped a Pokemon Nintendo Direct, which we'll cover off just very cheekily. I thought it might be just a little bit of fun that the drop for this month, the monthly prize that you're into the draw for just being a Patreon member. Is this Stormy reveal, please? A little bit higher. Crown Zenith Elite Trainer Box.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. That thing's valued at over $100. That's over $100. So for $8.50 a month at the very least, you're into the draw for that. It's over $100 worth of Elite Trainer Box there. Thank you very much.
That is absolutely amazing.
All right. So get over to our Patreon, get involved, support the community, support Game on Australia. Thank you so much, Stormy, for that. Appreciate it. Gamma hasn't touched Pokemon cards since the early 90s. Gamma, it's time for you to touch some Pokemon cards, boy.
You know what? I've never touched Pokemon cards, if I'm being honest. I used to play...
Hey, Stormy. Do you want to just be there? Where'd you go?
I don't know.
Oh, this is crazy.
But yeah, no, I used to play... There was a Star Wars customizable card game that's been dead for 20 years, most probably. And I love that. I've still got all the cards at home and had some mates at school that played Magic. So before school in the morning, we'd play that. But yeah, in terms of physical cards, never played Pokemon.
Man, it's good fun. Yeah. I've been told that they've been getting some really good pulls from these boxes as well.
Another reason I really like the Elite Trainer boxes, for those who don't know what an ETB is, basically like, obviously, there are really good pulls in there because there's some great cards kind of stashed away inside. But you get some really cool sleeves. You get all the energy cards you need and the counters and the stuff to, like, play the game and things like that. So I think if you've also been thinking about, like, getting into the game, it's really good. But, yeah, I've heard the pulls in ETBs are pretty good.
Like double holos, man. There's people pulling bulk holos out of these, okay? They're going to be worth something in, like, 20 years. Mark my words. I will be gone in 20 years, so it doesn't matter. That's a lot. Okay, cool. So get along to our Patreon. We'll at some point drop the link. You can probably check it out in our Discord and across our socials as well.
You can also go !support in chat to get the link right now.
Oh, straight in, you big legend.
I'm organized.
Thank you, Gamma. Thank you, sir. Charlie Golf. All right. What are we going to move into first?
So I think let's have a bit of a chat about Pokemon Direct coming out of the Elite Trainer box there. Let's have a chat about Monday night / Tuesday morning's Pokemon Direct. Now, honestly, I wasn't expecting this to be too big because, you know, they've not long released Scarlet and Violet, and I didn't expect much coming from that. And there was a couple of little things that I caught my eye. So they announced the date for the Pokemon World Championship, which is going to be from the 11th to the 13th of August in Japan. And also, I know in Perth, they're actually doing some regional stuff in May. So I don't know about other capital cities, but definitely in Perth in May, there's going to be some stuff there. So if you play the card game or if you play Pokemon Go... and I think what else is there? There's another thing that they do. Welcome. Well, if you're into that stuff, get along, register, and get to the regionals, and then see how you maybe get to Japan.
I'm going to go to Japan, baby.
Yeah,
have you been to Japan before?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, it's so good. Oh. The Pokemon Center there, just on topic of Pokemon. Ooh, it is nice.
You went to the Pokemon Center?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a Pokemon Center.
Is it Sunshine City?
The big
City?
Joy out the front.
Charlie Golf? Sunshine City.
Was Charlie with you?
Yeah.
Charlie go!
Ikebukuro.
You can book a room at the Pokemon Center.
The city's called Ikebukuro.
Oh, I thought you said you can book a room. Okay, right.
Ikebukuro. It's really cool.
Okay.
It's like, a whole bunch of like, it's all the merch you could possibly want. Like, it's incredible.
I did go to the Final Fantasy VII Cafe, or the Final Fantasy Cafe.
Oh.
It was amazing. And I went to I can't remember the city now, but it's the city with all of the stacks of buildings, the high rises, that are full of arcades and game stores and stuff. Ikihaba? It must be that. It must be that place.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love the most about going to Japan is the food. Oh. Man,
I'm so sad. Next time we'll go, like, they've got a Kirby Cafe, they've got a Pokemon Cafe as well. And, like, the Pokemon Cafe, I don't know if anyone's seen a clip, it's just sometimes, like, the Chef Pikachu will come out in, like, the biggest costume ever and just, like, invade the nice. Restaurant. It is so good.
Knocking over all plates and stuff as he comes through,
It's amazing. It's so good, so good. But anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about
the championships being in Japan.
Pokemon Championships, which they announced at the Pokemon Direct. They also announced, it sounds like they're re-releasing the original set of the Pokemon trading card games as well.
Yeah, but like why?
Because
only I thought only everyone cares about the OG ones.
No, like, but they do. Reprints? But me being an OG, right? I kind of look at it like I'm not going to buy them. You know what I mean? Where I'm going to spend my money is I'm going to go and find the original sets. And I know they're a little bit more expensive and stuff like that, but it's just like, what's the point?
Maybe for the new generation of Pokemon fans, the new re-release set won't have that same value attached, but maybe they like the art and they want their own ones and are impossible to get unless sell a kidney.
And I'm sure it'd be cool to like get the old set, right? But I don't know. It was just a little bit kind of like I just found it very wild. Yeah. I wouldn't do it if I was running Nintendo.
What are you doing?
Nintendo do a lot of things that other people wouldn't do. But I should stipulate as well with this, it's not releasing it in a box and you go and collect them again. It sounds like it's actually the full collection that you can buy.
Oh, like a complete set.
Yeah, a complete set.
I might be on board.
You're going to do a full 180.
Very well be on board.
You crumbled so fast.
Yeah, I crumbled pretty hard.
Other things that got announced is a Netflix show, Pokemon Concierge, which actually looks quite cute, like a stop motion animation.
Yeah, it looks very cute. Can we roll the YouTube on this? Sorry, mate, I keep on throwing you under the bus here, but the trailer.
Let's roll the tape.
Roll tape.
Roll it.
I actually haven't seen this.
Yeah, it's not a lot there. It's only a few seconds.
Look at him. He's so cute.
He's so small. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh. Give me more.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's a point. Ooh.
Coming soon, Netflix.
Netflix.
Oh, that's great, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, didn't really give you much, did they?
Yes, White Monkey, you haven't missed Bloody Good Game of the Week. We've changed things up a little bit, and that will be coming a little bit later on. So stick around for that. Thank you, Aussie Broadband, for that.
Very special Bloody Good Game of the Week, Aussie Broadband. Yes, I love you.
But yes, and then there's stuff like there's more Pokemon coming to Pokemon Unite, more Pokemon coming to Pokemon Cafe.
Did you guys play Pokemon Unite at all?
I played it a bit. I quite liked it, but it was very give us your money to get more characters.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I never got, like, that far with it. But it was, like the most simplified version of League of Legends. I could teach my sister at the time. But I was like, try this.
I'm not unhappy with that, though. Cause
it's just kind of – the game itself is like, yeah, it's fine, but
– But, yeah, but League and Dota, for new – I feel like there's a huge skill barrier, knowledge barrier when you're getting into those games, whereas – Pokemon Unite is very simple, and you just choose your favorite Pokemon, and it doesn't
and really also
matter so much.
Co-oping and multiplayer, I love a Pokemon game where there's co-op and multiplayer.
Yeah,
like just the idea of having your favorite Pokemon characters and then being able to get out there and just with your mates and all that sort of stuff. I enjoyed it. I don't mind playing a little bit of League of Legends. I've never been able to get into Dota because I just can't put the time into it. But a Pokemon League of Legends at the time sounded very cool and it was fun to play.
Yeah, and there are only like 10-minute matches as well.
Yeah, so they're not too long either. Nice. Whereas like League, you can get stuck there for like half an hour, 45 minutes.
That's if you can find a game.
You
just sometimes spend that long sitting in the queue waiting for a game to pop.
While we were on the subject of League of Legends for just a moment, I just want to say hi to Ground Zero. And I just want to say to you, Ground Zero, that I reckon you would have beat Chiefs last night. I reckon you would have beat them in the I reckon you would have gone 2 out of 3. They went 1-1 with Chiefs and then had to forfeit. I reckon you would have beat them. I reckon you had Chiefs on the ropes. So, and I just want to get that out.
So we do talk a little bit about this on Nuts and Bolts, which is tomorrow night. We filmed it today. But what happened was one of the Ground Zero players' computers died.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't field a full team, they had to forfeit.
That was bull dust. Yeah. It hurts.
But I do want to say as well, there was a tweet from Ground Zero today. They got a replacement computer from Direwolves, which is another team in the LCO. Oh. But apparently also Chiefs and Team Bliss reached out as well to try and sort something out.
Bless them.
Good on you.
I also have a little bit more news about how Ground Zero's game went tonight, which won't be in Nuts and Bolts tomorrow because obviously we pre-record.
Can we say now?
Unfortunately, they went down to Kanga 2-1. But you know what? It's exciting because Ground Zero and Team Bliss are new to the LCO this season, and seeing both of them do well, like Team Bliss is likely to get out of the group stages and into the playoff stage. And to see Ground Zero take a game off Chiefs, who last season only lost one game, the whole bloody thing, and it was in the grand final. So I think it's really good to see these new teams stepping up.
All right. But anyway, let's continue.
Yeah. So Pokemon Direct, Pokemon Sleep.
This is a funny one, isn't it? Just explain what Pokemon Sleep is.
I'm not even sure I can explain it. Like, it just seems to be like a sleep monitor that measures how well you sleep.
They've really gamified sleep. Because I was like, oh, is this a meditation app? Like, that's what I thought it was when they announced it. It's not. It's like, it's supposed to measure, they've got three categories of different types of sleep. And depending on how you sleep, will determine, so on your screen, there's a Snorlax. And the way you sleep determines what other Pokemon come and sleep around with the Snorlax. It just sounds weird explaining it. And then you basically, like, having them collate around Snorlax, you collect them, I guess?
It sounds confusing.
It's really freaking weird, man. And like, it's kind of like, but it does it all through the phone. So you have to sleep with the phone next to your bed, which for a lot of people is not a good thing to begin with.
Do you guys sleep with the phone next to your bed?
I do. That's because that's where my alarm is.
I put it on my bedside table.
I must admit, I am also prone to waking up in the middle of the night and checking the notifications on my phone.
Are you really?
No, yeah. Naughty. No. Maybe this is why they made a game like this, is so you stay asleep.
I don't think them requiring me to have the phone next to my bed will stop that.
I saw a TikTok about a bloke by the name of Justin Prince, and he goes through some like stats about people with their phones and phone addiction and stuff. And he said that last year over 4,000 people died because they were on their phone. Like, people just walk off cliffs. What? People walk off cliffs. They'll have their phone and they'll just be walking along and won't realize they're about to walk off the cliff, and then over they go. They walk into oncoming traffic.
Do they not have peripheral vision?
I don't know, mate. They're that buried. Anyway, I digress. But I sleep with my phone about 2 meters away from me. So, like, the alarm goes off, so I have to get out of bed to go and get
it. That's actually a really good idea. I should do that. If anything, I sleep too much.
Well, the thing is, if I have my phone next to me, I'll snooze it. I'm like a 4 or 5 snooze kind of guy.
Yep.
Anyway.
But yeah, so Pokemon Sleep. And announced with it, like, I don't know if you remember when Pokemon Go came out, they released a Pokemon Go Plus.
Yes.
Because it basically was just like a pedometer sort of thing that you kept in your pocket when you didn't have your phone near you, so you could go off and do whatever and come back and would put your steps in so your eggs hatched and stuff like that. Well, now they've got the Pokemon Go Plus Plus.
Plus, what a name.
Nintendo's pulling the piss, eh? Like, they just love to pull the piss. Nintendo.
They know they're taking more of your money.
You know, right? Now, I had to go at Xbox and PlayStation last week, and I'm going to do the same thing to you, Nintendo. Fuck off. Like, seriously, you're pulling the piss now. Pokemon Plus Plus. Yep. You know what shits me to tears? I'm going to buy it. That's the worst part about this.
You know what we learned about Pete tonight? He has no self-control.
I have no self-control.
No, the worst thing is you're going to try and buy it. Because I bet you, like the Pokemon Plus, it'll be super hard to get.
Don't get me started. I have friends who worked in shops that sold this, and I heard it was nothing but a bloody nightmare.
Mm. Mate, you worked at EB Games. Like, did you work at EB Games when this? Oh, sorry. was I not meant to say anything?
No, it's fine.
Can you cut that out?
It's no one heard anything.
We're live on Twitch.
I don't work there anymore. Can you cut it out?
Well, I said work to.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
But yeah. It was. People went crazy for it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry I revealed that.
I gave him the eyes.
Were people not meant to know that? Charlie?
No one knew for years.
They're not meant to know that? Or really? How come? Is it like an EB game?
No,
thing?
I just wanted to keep it separate. And, you know, Perth's a small place.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You don't work there anymore.
Well, you know.
Okay, so I won't mention where
anyway,
you work now.
Anyway, moving on.
Right. So Pokemon Go Plus Plus. Now, they announced some updates and DLC for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was, maybe they should fix the bugs in the game first before they release some DLC.
Yeah, get it straight. You get them.
Yeah, I know. And like you were saying, when they drop the games and they're there, and for Nintendo it just seems to be, that's it, that's the game. You play it, you like it, when we're not really doing anything to fix it, you know? Although I will say, because it comes under the Pokemon Company, I find that there's a fine line between Nintendo and the Pokemon Company, and they do slightly different things. So I think that the Pokemon Company probably will eventually release some fixes for it. But yeah, announcing DLC when there's still massive problems in the game, like you know, little graphical glitches here and there, and it's not just related to the power of the Switch either. It's like clipping through walls and stuff.
Is the DLC to fix the glitches in the game? Here you go, give us $15 and we'll fix the glitches.
When you were saying there's still issues going on, because I remember when we were reporting on that on one of the shows and saying how much of a mess it was. But the fact that if it's still prevalent now, that's embarrassing.
Admittedly, I don't play it, so. I don't know for sure, but I would have thought that if they'd fixed it, you would have heard something about a patch that big dropping, you know?
Were you as surprised as when I told everybody where you were?
I'm sorry. It's because I eat you up inside out. It's fine. It's all good. I only managed to keep that secret for 4 years. It's all good.
Well done.
That's all right. Sometimes it would almost want to slip and I'd want to say something and I'm like, I probably shouldn't. Nah. And it's fine now. We've moved on.
I used to work at EB Games years ago. When I got back from backpacking when I was like...
Did you really?
Early 20s. I worked out of the Garden City shop.
Was that when they used to have the ties?
Yes, I hated that.
I remember EB Games used to have people in ties.
Yeah, and you had dress pants and stuff. And go, nah.
For a game shop?
Yeah.
So it's weird. I want to clarify. I loved my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked what I did too, but it was a retail job when I got back from travelling, and then about 6 months after I started working there, I picked up a contract for where I've been ever since. You know?
Just don't say where.
That, mate?
No, I'm definitely not saying that out loud because I will probably get in trouble.
But, I work on the radio at Mix 94.5 every day from 5:30 in the morning.
Holy God.
So there you go.
No way.
I never knew
you're
that.
You're the face I've been seeing around Perth.
I'm that guy. Yeah,
I thought you worked at Spudshed.
Yeah. So only on the weekends. Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, that was the Pokemon Direct.
Okay, do you need a fan?
Oh, it's bloody hot.
It is hot. It's fine. Yeah, I can't wait. It's the first day of winter and I cannot wait until autumn. This bullshit summer. Autumn, thank you.
Sorry, not quite there yet.
This bullshit summer stuff is over because it is hot in this studio. Yeah. It gets really hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, but that's it for the Pokemon Direct. So let's move on and have a chat about the Game Expo.
Yeah, please.
So for those that don't know, this got announced last year. It's kind of, it was being touted as a bit of a mini PAX. And they were going to have games, developers there and all sorts of stuff that look pretty cool.
Which, by the way, can I just say, it's okay to have a games convention and not call it a mini PAX.
Yeah.
Like it, or a PAX clone or something akin to PAX or this, that. It's okay to have your own games convention, guys. It's fine.
And it's all right to do different things. If you're not going to have developers there, that's fine. But the way it was presented was it was going to be kind of mini PAX-like. And we are a week and a half away from this thing being live, and about the only thing that they've got up there are their gaming tournaments at the moment. So there's no news about the panels that are going to be on there. There's no news about what exhibitors are going to be there. And it's just, these are stuff you're going to be announcing really early on so that you can say, come and buy tickets for the event.
You know what I'm also kind of confused about as well is because I remember when they opened up applications for creators and stuff to promote the expo. And now that you say we don't really know what's happening there, I think about it and I'm like, has there been anything? I think about all the people I know who are like the Game Expo, I don't know what the official term is, like partners or whatever the case is. And I don't think any of them have actually said what's going to be there. They're just saying that they're attending. And then, it just leaves me kind of, I thought I was just out of the loop and I'm like, oh yeah, it's coming up. I haven't heard any, I haven't heard anything because I haven't been engaging with it. But I didn't realise that not much has been said.
Now, my understanding is that some of the people that are behind this are some of the people who have also worked on BAM, right? Which is the major fighting.
Well, BAM are also involved because there's a lot of fighting game tournaments.
Right, okay.
And BAM are running those.
Now, if BAM, okay, so if they've gotten BAM on board and they're going to be running the tournament side, I can tell you now, you can guarantee that the tournament side is going to be shit hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing because BAM is fantastic. The crew behind that is fantastic. But I just always smell a rat if, like, people are saying, oh, it's a secret or we're not ready to tell you yet or you have to wait. And the other thing is you want to get people excited. Like, I want to know. Like, if Xbox is going to be there, PlayStation, stuff like that. Like, I want to know that they're going to be there. I want to know what's happening there so, like, I can know that I'm going to spend, like, however – how much are the tickets? Yeah, how much are the tickets to this thing?
Well, firstly, are either of you going?
No. I am not, no.
Yeah, I'm not either. Because, like, that's the thing, I guess, for us who live in Perth as well. Trying it's to make tough. It to one of these things, it's expensive. I would – if I had bought – the tickets already and my flights, and by this stage I haven't heard much about it, I'd be getting a bit worried.
See, like a weekend pass $70 and like when you know nothing about the event.
And the VIP tickets for $250.
Yeah, like, does it say what VIP gives you? Does it say?
Not.
No, really?
At
like
all?
Legitimately?
You click on here and it's just got, you want to
hear
more info.
Go to more info. Do it.
No, hover over it.
Hang on.
I didn't bring my glasses. Oh, look, he's got his glasses.
That was such a boomer. Like, that's right, mate. Me too. I'm that age. I've got my contact lenses.
I still can't see where it says.
Okay, so go back to where it said VIP tickets, where you were before, right? And then hover over it. Yeah, it says more info.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What does it come with?
So access to the expo is Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. Access to VIP lounge with drinks provided. 18 plus area. Uh-huh. Exclusive founders pin. $100 voucher for the merch booth. Well, that's like if you. You're getting $100.
It's like one jumper and a tote bag.
But if you're spending $250,
if you're lucky,
it basically brings your price down to $150.
Maybe, but what else is after that?
Yeah, early access. Yeah, that's
early
that's
access
cool.
From 9:30.
Okay, that's cool.
And skip queues. So like that's pretty.
Yeah, but queues for what?
Yeah, I mean, if there was stuff worth lining up for, that's good stuff. You know?
Yeah, like I wouldn't get a VIP pass unless I knew, like, say, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something like you say like even one of the like the indie games that were at PAX were doing like a first hands-on thing. Like I'd get a VIP pass or something like that.
Yeah.
But like it's just hard when you don't know what's going
to
be.
Would love to see like if I'm getting a VIP pass, I'm spending $250. I'd love to see something a little bit different than the normal shit that you see. Like the list there, great. Like that's cool. That's awesome. All that stuff there is good stuff. $100 voucher for the Game Expo merch booth. That's awesome. You know, like you're spending $100 there, it means that essentially this VIP weekend pass is cost you $150. I mean, that's good. There's good stuff there. Yeah. You know what I'd love? I'd love exactly what you said. Like I'd love like Dredge is there, for example, and you get to be like for an hour in the morning, you get to have a panel with the devs and get to speak to them and get to have one-on-ones and face-to-face. You get one-on-one time with the game. Like, do, you know, some real, like, cool VIP shit. Because a lot of these expos, they're great, and they have all these VIP passes and stuff like that, but it's always the same stuff. It's like you get in a little bit earlier, you get a founder's pin, or you get a whatever. I mean, I say that, but we had, like, VIP for Goa a few years back, and we had a pin. So, anyway, can't wait to buy a full deck of Pokemon cards. It's going to be great.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think going back to what I mentioned before, I would have loved to have bought tickets to go if I had the money to go. But if I had, like, as soon as it was announced, I was really, really excited. I was like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. And then I had the creators thing as well, which obviously I wanted to get involved in. If I went all out in like the way that I can be sometimes, I get a bit excited and I just go all in. And then by this time where we're a week and a half away and we don't kind of know.
I think that's the thing for me. That's the thing. It's we don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I want
and
more
it's
information,
hard.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please
more information,
tell us
more. Guys.
And not that? Only that, but like we've got some of our writers are going to Game Expo, and the whole point of getting a media badge to people is that they can promote the thing beforehand.
Yeah.
But there has been no information coming out, so there's been no promotion of the event.
What I'll find really interesting is
I want to go on their website for a sec.
Is if you will see any of the majors there?
Because, I don't think so.
Well, if the majors aren't showing up to PAX. And they're not showing up to E3, and they're not showing up to bloody CES and all of those others. If they're not showing up to those, then very good chance they're not going to be this thing.
Not on something on something new that hasn't been tested before. Yeah, they're definitely not.
But look, one of our best is going, Royce, right? And Royce is as black and white as they come. I will reserve judgment to you, Game Expo folk. Until I read Royce's review of the expo, because he will give it an honest review, and he's been to all of them for the past bloody 20 years.
Yeah, I'm just having a look. It's just mainly the tournaments and zones and stuff.
Even some of that, like they've got a Just Dance stage, and you go look up the schedule for that, and it still says coming soon.
Yeah, because one of my dear friends is hosting it. I'm pretty sure she is Tika, but yeah, it still says Just Dance stage schedule coming soon. So like. I don't know, it's hard because I want to be able to, like, you know, support them and share the stuff that they're doing, like, before the actual weekend of the event to build that hype up. You'd want as much info as possible.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of? Because, like, I love the Comic-Con and the Supernovas that come to Perth. And Oz Comic-Con is coming back to Perth after a few years away because they stopped coming even before COVID hit.
Mm.
And that's the first weekend in April and they've announced, like, two people. As well.
But I feel like they've had a bit of a reputation for doing that for us in general. But then also, like, I have to remember it's going to be more expensive to bring people to Perth, which is why sometimes bigger names go to Eastern States. But this could be, like, a whole thing. But, yeah, it's a bit of a shame that...
Yeah. But once again, if you're this close to the event, you want to be announcing... even if it's not a big name, you want to be announcing who you've got to try and drive ticket sales. And, But anyway,
Anyway, let's get to some fun shit.
That's it.
Are we gonna dive into Aussie Broadband?
I think it's time for a bloody good game of the week.
Yeah, are we gonna do that? Are we gonna do something different?
I think we should. I'm gonna have to move some stuff around. Excuse me while I untangle myself from the cables.
We might come in here during the week and muck around with this space, eh?
I think so.
So you don't have to like do all this stuff that you're doing, and it's just kind of set up and ready to go.
A wireless keyboard would be nice.
Oh, okay, a wireless keyboard. All right.
Well,
I'm not made of money straight. Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, fantastic. So the television, this is so good. So that TV. So what's the TV doing?
Oh, yeah, what are we doing? Why have we got the TV out?
Why have you got a TV out? Because
there you go.
Because we need to see what we're going to be doing in a second.
Okay, cool.
Oh, so
yeah, awesome.
A bit of secrecy here.
I'll have you know, Straight has been here all afternoon preparing what it is that we're doing. Yeah, honey, what's up? Why are you standing there? Do you need to go to the loo? No.
Sign your life away.
Okay, I'm very excited about what it is that we're going to be doing
tonight.
Yeah,
me too, because I've actually never... you're hiding it? I can't see it. The secrecy remains.
So, we have a game to play for our bloody good game of the week.
Yes, we do. And we haven't played this game yet.
We haven't. It's only recently come out.
Last week?
I think so. Kirby's Return to Dreamland on the Switch.
Did you dive into this earlier today? Did you set it up?
I turned it on and made sure that it ran. That was about it. So
fantastic.
That's not it. What are you no, that one. This is the one I want.
Go.
There we go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's go.
Oh, this is so good. Okay, beautiful.
So I have a confession to make. I've actually never played a Kirby game.
No, but you play Kirby in Smash Brothers.
I don't think that counts.
It does Chat, count. It no. super counts.
Chat, does that count?
It so counts.
Does.
Hey, there we go. So we got a TV down here for us to see. When we're playing, so you guys can see everything as well. Got
you
the headphones.
Star Wars Racer?
Yeah.
On your Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, my like a digital, God.
They released a whole heap of them, like Republic Commando came
Man,
out
we are
well.
Doing races next week with Star Wars Racer.
Oh, yeah.
We are absolutely doing races.
So, what else? Oh, I've just realized I haven't put it in there. I'm going to have to do it. But, Pete, if you want to take control, we're going to have a race through the first level.
There he is. Straight Jacket Jim, baby. So thank you, Aussie Broadband. This is the bloody good game of the week for this week, dear friends. And we're going to be playing through some Kirby stuff.
Kirby platforming fun for everyone.
Yeah, mate.
Wait, this four-player multiplayer gameplay? I should pull my controller up. We could have played together.
I mean, is that a battle mode?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look.
I don't know.
That does look like a battle mode.
So,
maybe not.
What we're going to do is we're all going to run through the level one and see how fast we can do it. So you may
main
have
mode?
Noticed.
Main
so,
mode? Yep.
Oh, what?
Main mode.
Oh, yeah, so main mode. Sorry. But yeah, so we've also got a timer up in the top corner there to see how fast we can do the levels.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Are we all doing the same level?
Yeah, I think we all do the first level.
Okay. No, we'll just give you the hard one and you give me the easy one.
I think it's the top one.
It'd be this one up here. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to level one, Cookie Country.
I'm going to watch you. So I can
It's also
track.
So nice that we have sound. Mm. Okay, level one, Cookie Country. This is the first time I've played this. I haven't played this game before.
Oh, this is all
I
our first time.
I just bought it today.
So
yeah.
Oh, I was just started. It's already started.
Yeah, sorry, I've got the timer going. Go.
Okay. Jesus. Oh, this sucks! It. Okay.
Well, here, move this, and then pick
this. Is there like a? Can I run?
Hang on. I think this is actually still. This is. The,
what is this?
This is a stage select screen. I think.
Is it? Ah, go! All right, let me see how quickly I can do the stage select. Okay, quick.
Dangerous people. That's okay.
I'm going to choose a stage. What level am I at with choosing the stage?
So stage one, right there. Right.
Oh, my God, you won.
Okay, here we go.
Woo!
Are we kicking the timer off from the moment we start the stage or choose the stage?
When we
choose the stage. Should have spoken about all of this shit before. All right.
What if it takes longer to... Okay.
Okay, drop in and out, blah, blah, blah. All right. Here we go.
As soon as you can move, we'll start the timer.
Okay, here we go. Okay, ready? Three, two, one, go.
Hey, Charlie Goff, you should put a poll up to see who will win. Oh, Gamma.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, damage. Come on, Pete, let's go.
Oh, no. Get him, get
him. Look at those little feet run. Oh, so, okay, so we've worked out flying is the slow way to do things.
You know, keep so that no in mind, flying, Stormy. No flying, yeah. No flying. Look at him go.
Suck it down. All right.
Wonder what the cherries do.
This is so cute.
Is that it?
You do it?
Know, is it?
Is that the end of the level?
Oh, I think there's more. No, there's more.
Oh,
no, there's
oh
more.
Shit.
Oh, hang on. Shit, I just reset it.
No.
Quick, add the time. You know what I've worked out as well? What? This is probably a shit game to be doing, like, timed events on.
Why? Why would that be?
Well, cause it's a bit of an exploration game, but you could go through it. Like, oh, you got to find the key.
Christ.
Oh.
Oh, no, you dropped the key.
Gotta okay, go yeah, up. That's good.
I just realised that I'm watching the iPad Energy that has sphere? The delay.
Is there a delay on that?
No. Oh. Like, just on the tablet.
Ah, right.
So I'm like, pick up the key, and he's already God. Done it.
I don't have time to get the one up, mate. I mean, oh, shit. What is that? Okay. Whoa.
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 That's a big Kirby.
It's a big-ass Kirby. This is going to make for terrible podcast audio.
Oh, we're no. all engrossed by the game.
We're just, I think you and I are focusing so we know what to do when yeah, it's our turn.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't miss anything. Surely that's it. Is that the...
Oh.
Pete's in full concentration mode
what
right now.
What the hell is that
what
thing?
Did you just, what just happened?
I don't know. Now we're talking. This is...
Yeah. Something's... Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, look, you've got
you
a
turned,
hat.
You turned into Link.
I look like Link. Whoa!
That's a big sword.
That's a big ass sword. That's the biggest sword I've ever seen.
Whoa, look at you guy.
And is this like a timed? That's a big cleaver.
That's a yeah.
And it's smashing things.
Yeah,
it
so
must
you got
be.
You got your energy bar that's going down. So that must be how long.
Man,
the
there's just so lasts. Much power.
Oh, the little.
I like
the little creature
the
slimy gets the screen. I love that.
The different swords.
You just get
too.
To. Is there any other way to like? Is there anything else? Or
chill.
No, you just literally... Oh, look at that. You break open shit. Why are you? Why is it... There's a giant star here.
Ooh.
What did I just do?
I don't know.
I don't know what I just
What's
did.
What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not good for speedrunning.
Yeah,
no,
right?
No, you're in a secret
Maybe
level.
What we need to do with this game is like we just play a level each.
Yeah.
Because this is... Ah, shit.
Oh,
Pete,
oh.
Pete, you're not supposed to go down there.
I just died.
Oh, no.
I just died.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
So that's definitely
like a bonus level-y type thing.
Yeah, it's like a bonus level.
Don't go in there.
Okay.
You made it.
All right, this is another door. This is like the third door that I've been through. I'm still not at the end of this.
No, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
Goal game. No, hang on. This is a thing.
Oh, wait.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I was meant to push. Oh, God, I love that sound. I love that sound. I love the music.
So from where I accidentally reset it, it looks like 2 minutes 57 seconds.
Yeah, smashed it. I nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailed it. Right. And I got one thing. Okay, you do level 2, Stormy.
Okay, all right. Can I grab the headphones?
Yeah, go have the headphones. Listen? Here you go.
Thank you.
You'll love it. It's really good.
Yeah? Okay. All right, I'm going to look at the TV, though. Can I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get my knee out of the way?
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Who will win this Kirby challenge fastest time? Stormy, 43% of the votes.
Oh, oh, the confidence.
And Pete and Straight on an equal, like, 29%.
Oh. Why am I not going up?
Yeah, this you got to figure it out. Like, no, I had to figure it out.
I've never But you got the tutorial level, though. They told you how to do everything.
I didn't get the tutorial level.
It did. Showed you what to do.
I had to figure out the fact that I had to get into a level in the first place.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you're going up and you just hit like a plant thing. That looks like a, what's that Pokemon with the plant on its head?
Gloom.
No, it wasn't Gloom. Oddish. Was it Oddish?
I'm going for
Is there a burger? Was there a burger there? Get the burger.
No, I'm going to be quick. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're on the star. You're taking off like a rocket.
Whew.
You know what I've realized about this television that I've had for years?
Is it the line that's going down the middle of it?
Yeah, there's a big, dirty, black line down the middle of it where clearly the pixels are cooked. Yeah. Look at all the stuff that you're seeing. You literally just skipped like half the level by the looks of things.
No, I don't think so. Oh, so are you using a D-pad or are you using a thumbstick?
I use the D-pad.
Okay.
I use the thumbstick. Okay. You just got a helmet with a thing.
No, I don't want to drop the ability. Oh,
no. Get the ability back. Get the ability back. Suck it up. You spat it out. What are you doing?
It's fine.
You've got to push it down on the joypad. Otherwise, you spit it out. Sorry, I'm very passionate about this game. You can get food, and food will sort you out in terms of your health. So food along the way picks your health back up. So you can just suck in and shoot air?
Yep.
Apparently.
Hang on, you know what you need to do? I think you need to go back.
Absolutely not. I want to win.
And spit that. And like cut that rope. I think you needed to cut that rope, and then there was like something special down there.
No, I think you just want to win, so I'm not gonna listen to you.
I kind of do just want to win.
Oh.
Oh, you've got a cannon. You've got a cannon that's just like sporadically shooting things out. That's great.
This is wonderful.
So the cannon,
death by carpet bombing.
The cannon can. It is looking like that, isn't it? It's just carpet bombing everything. And the cannon can get. The blocks can get concrete blocks.
I can't see. Sorry. No, all good. I thought I was going to fall off the edge and do a peat.
Do a peat. Is that what we're calling it now? It's called a peat. Yep. All right, you threw another door.
No, I'm not going to beat you.
No, but we reset Pete's time.
Yeah, and I'm just throwing it out. I don't think this is the sort of game that works for this. Oh, you got a spiky head.
Oh, spiky dude. Oh.
Hang on, can you... Oh, you got the spines where you can, like, throw the spines out. Isn't the porcupine attack one of the attacks in Smash?
Is it? Kind of. Okay, here I go. Mushroom. All right, so if I... All right, I'm kind of getting the hang of it.
All right, I'm just going up and up and up. This is really cool.
Whoops.
Wow, I didn't know you make that sound when that happens to you.
Yeah, it's a new feature from the deluxe edition of Kirby Dream Land Deluxe.
Can you just hold down and spit your spikes out? You can. Right, okay, there you go.
It also makes that sound too.
Through another door. I got to admit, I am rather enjoying this brand new Aussie Broadband Game of the Week style thing, where we actually get to play the game.
I got a little hat.
So you went with the jester hat instead of the fire hat.
I did.
Oh, there's something there. Oh, what is that? You get to battle a monster.
Pew.
And his name's Gigant Edge.
Gigant Edge, maybe. I don't know.
You reckon it's Gigant?
I don't know.
Probably is Gigant, actually.
No,
you died.
Oh, is that doing a stormy?
Yeah, apparently.
I was gonna
go the fire hat this time.
Okay. Get me down.
Now he's just dancing.
No, I was doing that's what I do in Smash. I'm like, get down. I press that button. All right, let's go. All
right.
Let's see what this ability is. Oh, it's just blowing fire.
Flamethrower.
Oh. No, I like the other one because that's long, like,
You'll smash him. You'll smash him before he gets anywhere near dropping your health. Yeah, absolutely. Just keep breathing fire at him.
Oh, God. Ow.
Or maybe you won't.
Nah, you got this.
Yeah, just keep going. Keep going. Just keep getting him.
Oh, I lost my fire thing.
Oh, so the shield. You can't. You got to watch the shield. Hit him in the back.
I tried. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Wow, you are. Are these the sounds that you hear from the other room, Charlie Golf?
But I was shit.
I would love to see you playing a horror game. I reckon you playing a horror game would just be fantastic.
It is
brilliant.
Stop! No, I'm about to die. Him and I are sharing the same.
Okay, so it appears that when he hits the side of the screen, stars come out and you can spit those stars at him, but you can't do it when his shield's in front of you.
Oh, I missed it.
Come on, you can do this, mate. Good dodge.
Oh, no, face the other way. Quick. No, I swallowed it. I swallowed a star.
There's a sound grab. Okay, wait. Oh, no! I love this version of the bloody good game of the week. This is the best.
No, I'm getting my Jester thing back because, like, that at least has range.
Okay.
The fire was cool for a bit. See, but I can charge it up, give it a little bit of beans.
Give it them beans.
All right. Oh, no. Go away. Okay, here we go.
Charging.
Oh, God.
Nah, you got this. Easy. Oh, press down. Oh, you spat it out. You spat it out.
No, you spat it out.
I swear these enemies on the exact same health where you lost your power up before, too.
Okay. Yeah! Oh, I got it. We got there. Oh, my God.
Get shat on.
That was excruciating. I had so much fun watching that. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was painful. I'm so sorry that anyone had to watch that. That was
quality content right here.
Oh, that means you get to... Oh, the level's still not over.
Oh, it's still going?
Oh, you get... It was a mini-boss.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is like the mini version of the giant sword that I had in the last level. Look, burger and fries.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
And you just get to go in the door. Okay, so 5 stars, that's got to mean like the door's over. The door's
finished.
5 stars
means I'm the best.
Yay.
Goal game.
Woo.
Well done. You did what I did.
No, I did.
You did exactly what I did. You pulled the piss out of me for it. You pulled the piss out of me for it. In the last level, you did exactly what I did.
I thought he was going to jump again. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, exactly what I thought. That's why I cooked it so hard.
All right, Jim. Okay. You've got to get the last laugh now.
So stage to stage, you get to keep your power ups. That's cool.
Okay, here we go.
Merry Magaland is now open.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. But let's... All right, level 3. Okay, hang on.
It's very enjoyable watching you play a game.
Thank you.
It's very animated.
All right.
I should try doing that in my spare time.
Okay.
Watching yourself play a game?
No. Playing a game for other people.
Watch this. Straight's just going to like.
He's going to wreck it, isn't he?
He's going to absolutely just wreck this.
Annoying already.
Yep. So there was like a bob-omb square and it just exploded a heap of things. You're in caves now with little cannons, little tiny cannons.
Ooh. Oh.
Nice ducking there, Straight.
Very good.
Oh my goodness. Platforming
from way back.
How are you still single, man? Like, honestly.
I ask myself that every day.
Oh, well, after seeing this. Okay, so that sword move, you can hammer down the sword move. You are absolutely flying through it. Gamey Gameface says, good duck.
That's it.
He's a Kirby.
No, I ducked really well. That's what it was.
Well said.
Thank you.
Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you, Charlie Golf. You're doing really well, man. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, look, there's a one up.
Yeah, get the bomb.
Oh, nah, oh,
no,
oh,
he's not
on.
Fussed. Drop ability.
Oh, and it's gone.
Oh, man, you just, like, sucked up all that stuff.
Ooh, hello. What's this?
Okay, so you can suck up multiple things. Like, the... Now, I haven't played a Kirby game for a long time, so I don't know what the last couple of iterations were, but the Kirby games that I used to play on my Game Boy, you could only ever suck up one thing.
At
so
a
now
time.
You can, yeah, and yeah. Then you can do multiples and spit them back out. That's a cool little mechanic.
Ooh, what's that? I want that.
And well, also, one. You know what's good about that mechanic? It also layers the game. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once upon a time with a Kirby game, it was just you could suck the one thing up and spit the one thing out. But when you've got multiples, it means that you can add mechanics to the game, which are things like, this is a much bigger block that you have to crush, and the only way that you can do it is by actually having more power by sucking up more things.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really adds a bit of variety to the game. I'm impressed.
Okay, we got the key.
Is this like a remaster, or is this its own thing?
Well, I think it's a remaster of...
Because it says deluxe, so it's making me think, oh, but, like...
Oh, that was...
Look it up.
I think, you know what I think is funny about, like, the word deluxe, right? Like, yeah. Video games just throw that shit on stuff these days now.
Yeah.
Right? Even though it doesn't really mean anything. But you're right, it makes it sound like it's a remake of something. It's like we've already had Kirby's Return to Dream. Have we had Return to Dream Land already?
Yeah,
Nintendo Wii?
The Wii?
Wait, hold on. Let me just see if this is true. Yeah, 2011.
Oh, wow, damn. that's going way back.
For Nintendo Wii,
can you suck up their? Can you suck the bombs up? Surely you can suck up their cannonballs.
No, I can't. Can't even suck up the cannons.
Wow, that's amazing!
Man, it's not budging. Yeah, so it came out.
I reckon you're right, White Monkey. By the way, can Twitch chat hear the game?
They should be able to.
Oh, this whole time.
Twitch chat can't hear the game.
Oh.
Oh no!
Oh dang!
We'll have to sort that out.
Yeah, for next time.
Because Twitch chat. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, 100%. This is he's walking. Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah. You do. You do that, and I'll do the walking.
Did he just shoot confetti at me?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Goal game. Well done, sir. Well done. Okay, you're gonna get it this time.
Oh, look at him go.
I got a 5. Oh, well done, guys.
There you go. Good fun.
So there you go. There's a bit of the Aussie Broadband Good Game of the Week. Bloody good game of the week. Thank you, Aussie Broadband.
Thanks,
you
Aussie
legends.
Broadband.
Thank you for your patronage and your friendship. We appreciate it.
Absolutely love them.
I got to be honest with you. I could just do a show where all we do is play video games. I'm not even lying.
And like attempt to assemble sentences midway because we're so focused.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
When you were playing, we were like,
yeah.
we stopped everything and dropped it.
It's almost like we're on a platform that was made to watch people playing video games.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Are you sweaty?
I am a little.
Yeah,
I'm a bit sweaty.
I'm a bit sweaty. I'm a bit sweaty after that.
Oh,
are
the ear cups on those headphones?
Oh, blur.
A little bit moist.
I didn't even have the headphones on. I just played the game.
Yeah, sorry. I was sorry.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, so Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe out now for Nintendo Switch. And
view
it's
incoming from Grumpy Goron,
yes.
I reviewing it.
Yes, indeed.
On Oz.com. Check
very
that
good
out
fun.
There.
All right, I think it's probably it for the week, isn't it?
I think it
we
is.
We past half past?
We are definitely past half past.
We are so past half past, you guys. Before we do move on, just a reminder just to check into the Patreon, have a bit of a look. It would be awesome to start putting some Game on Australia Legends up there as soon as we possibly can. So we want to fill this board full of the Goa Studio audience every single week. Get involved, check the Patreon and just see how it is that you can actually do it. And looking forward to getting some of you up there. You get to pick your own picture. You can take a selfie. You can send in your DP. You can...
Avatar.
Mm. No dick pics, please. Like, that's whatever you want to send in, except for that stuff. please, by all means, we'd love to see it. And then bang, up it goes. That'd be amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, cool. There we go. It.
Are you tired?
I am like between recording Nuts and Bolts this morning and coming here and setting stuff up, I almost had a nap on that lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
a very comfy lounge.
Maybe we should actually get a sofa bed.
Imagine if we did a big 24-hour stream. Like, you've got the sofa to, like, lounge on.
Oh, my goodness. And we all take rotation. Stormy. Let's do it.
Amazing. Great idea. Love it.
Let's do a 24-hour stream where we, like, raise subs and Patreons.
Hey.
That is fantastic content.
Spin the wheel.
I don't mind this. I think we start thinking about this. I think we aim for something cooler though. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like a winter. Yes. Yeah. You know what'd be good? Pajama party. Winter.
Popcorn.
When it's raining.
But I sleep naked. It against TOS.
Unless we get a hot tub.
Hey.
Apparently on Twitch, it's okay if you have a hot tub.
Oh, no. Great idea. Let's get one of those little paddling pools and just put our feet in it.
Great idea. Fantastic. Oh. In winter. That's going to be amazing.
That's great. Fill it with ice as well. Yeah.
Floating rubber duckies. Yeah. We can have numbered rubber duckies for people who like sub, and then we can like lift it up and go, oh, look, you got number 3. Congratulations. You won a prize.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
So many ideas. Anyway,
so many things to talk about. So many things to talk about. Go to the Patreon. Get involved. Drop some coin. Get up here, and we've got some new. We've got a couple of new followers from a few days ago
missed,
as well.
We missed Fat Gamer's sub as well. Thank you so much for that sub, Fat Gamer.
Yeah, boy, is that Alpine Wolf as well? Snack time. Go and get some snacks.
Oh yeah, I would like some snacks.
Well, it's dinner time.
Yeah, it is dinner time.
As long as the little munchkin hasn't eaten them all.
Yeah, she probably has. My little girl.
We'll have to find out.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. And nice to catch up with this long weekend in Perth this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so bloody good time for gaming.
I'll see you guys soon, actually.
Yeah, can't wait. Mm. Why? What's happening?
We're catching
up. Special secret stuff.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, sorry, I forgot. Yeah, okay, cool. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.